It's time for our listeners' top stories from the past 7 days. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. At number 10 on our list, the iconic Holy Guardian Angels Church in Roselle has been named to the National Register of Historic Places. The steeple of the more than 100-year-old church can be seen for miles around. Some interesting facts about its construction. It took more than 2,100 trips with a horse-drawn wagon from Carroll at the railroad depot down to Roselle to get the construction done. It took 93 days of work with horses and 393 days of manual labor. At number 9 on the list, a Coon Rapids man accused of threatening a family member has reached a plea agreement. He was placed on probation for making those threats. He was found in contempt of court, though, for violating the terms of his probation from a previous domestic assault conviction. He was ordered to serve 10 days in the Carroll County Jail for that, with credit for time served. At number 8, the old-fashioned Big Top Circus from Culpeper and Merriweather going to be coming to Lake City on August 7th. Coon Rapids was recently added to that list. They'll be coming later on in August. But looking at the Lake City events, you can actually stop in before the show begins to check out the iconic raising of the white and blue tent, and you can get tours of that. The shows will be at 5:30 and 7 o'clock later on that day. At number 7, guns and drugs were found in the home of a man after authorities defused a tense situation in Jefferson. The man and his juvenile son were barricaded inside the home. The standoff lasted only a few minutes. The man was transported for medical evaluation following the incident. At number 6, a Carroll man was arrested in a Storm Lake fight after it crashed through a neighbor's apartment door. Boom Kuth Lau has been charged with those incidents, as well as several other incidents, as more crimes continue to be piling up on him. At number 5, an unattended vehicle was found in the ditch south of Glidden early Friday morning. Pretty simple one there. You can find the details, just search on our website at 1380kcim.com. At number 4, at a most recent Carroll City Council meeting, a Carroll resident did ask the city to step in and assist and request that a neighbor fill a large hole in a neighboring property. You can find some cuts from that story on the website, again, carrollbroadcasting.com there. At number 3, 3 juveniles were arrested last Friday for alleged burglary at a Carroll residence. The 3 teens, 2 17-year-olds and a 16-year-old, all 3 of them were male, were arrested and transported to the Carroll County Jail. Their case has been forwarded to the juvenile courts. At number 2, the Carroll Police Department witnesses a drug sale resulting in a Carroll man's arrest for drug trafficking. In that case, the man was selling MDMA, more commonly known as ecstasy. And our top story from the past week, a Carroll man has been arrested for alleged sexual contact with a minor. He does remain in custody at the county jail. The defendant in that case, Devin Dwayne Lentz, a 19-year-old Carroll resident, allegedly went to the victim's home, kissed her on the lips, and had inappropriate sexual contact. He remains in custody at the Carroll County Jail, not on those charges, but on 2 failure to appear charges for unrelated incidents. And that's your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.